Track 4, The Double Dose. In the last track, we discussed the cycle of violence as it related to 4 anger release techniques of writing a letter, pounding on the bed, shredding paper, and screaming into a pillow. In this track, we will discuss children in domestic violence homes who experience the double dose. The double dose of domestic violence is not only witnessing abuse, but also being abused. As you may know, the symptoms of children who have witnessed abuse are very similar to children who have been abused themselves. As you also may be aware, studies indicate that the traumatic effect on children witnessing domestic violence are equally as harmful as the effects of child abuse. In 30 to 60% of the homes where women are abused, the children are abused as well. Some estimate that at least half the men that batter their partners also abuse their children. I have found the symptoms of children who experience the double dose of witnessing abuse and being abused to be more pronounced than those just witnessing the abuse. However, there are several symptoms we have not yet discussed that are more subtle than those more obvious warning signs of anxiety, depression, anger, impaired cognitive functioning, and self-esteem problems. I often see the following 3 symptoms in children experiencing this double-dose syndrome. Double-dose result number 1 is decreased empathy. Have you found, like I, that a violent home environment can greatly diminish a child's ability to be empathetic and understanding about others' feelings? Samantha, a 13-year-old girl, was living with foster parents after she had witnessed her father paralyze her mother by beating her with a baseball bat after he came home on drugs. Samantha had been physically abused by her father for years and showed very little sympathy for others in the group. Samantha stated, "My foster parents just don't understand what's going on. They try to get me to talk about what I'm feeling, but I tell them to shut up and then I just lock myself in my room. I usually won't come out for dinner." I found Samantha was not able to consider that her parents were just trying to help and that her refusal may have hurt them very much. To help Samantha increase her empathy for others, I asked her to keep an empathy journal. For this empathy journal, Samantha wrote a short story in the journal each day. The only rules were that each story had to be from the perspective of someone with whom she had interacted that day. Over the course of several weeks, this process of placing herself in others' shoes became more natural to her, and I found Samantha considering the feelings of others more so than she did before. If you haven't tried an empathy journal with your Samantha, I find it to be an extremely effective tool. Double dose result number 2 is hypervigilance. As with many children who had witnessed and had been abused, Samantha also showed signs of hypervigilance. Samantha stated, "I used to lie in my bed until 3 or 4 in the morning until my dad would come home before I could go to sleep. I knew that I needed to be awake when he got home in case he and my mom started to fight." I found that Samantha carried these fears of impending danger with her even when she was away from her parents. She stated, "I usually can't sleep more than a few hours a night. I wake up after every little thing. Like the other night, I woke up terrified when the cat sneezed from across the room." As you know, for children like Samantha, this fear of impending danger often affects their sleeping and waking life. Samantha suffered from hypervigilance at night, as you can see. We discussed some basic relaxation techniques that could help her to fall asleep. I also suggested that she softly play a CD player of her favorite music when she went to bed at night. That way, the music could drown out the sounds that may awake her. And if she did wake up, she would hear her calming music and perhaps not be frightened. Does your Samantha have a favorite CD she might play to assist her in her hypervigilant state? Double dose result number 3 is fear of retaliation. In our sessions together, I also found that Samantha seemed very cautious regarding telling me about the abuse she endured, and as you know, this is typical. Samantha was still in contact with her parents and was very unsure about how they would react to her telling about what had happened. Samantha described her panic attacks by saying, "I feel jittery, afraid, and I've got a knot in my stomach when I think about the beating I'm going to get for telling you." In addition to her safety, I discussed with Samantha some things to do when she felt panicky. Samantha thought it might help to calm herself down to hug her teddy bear, pet her cat, or call her friend Natalie. Does your abused child have a favorite stuffed animal, a pet, or a friend to call? Perhaps their teddy bear or cat may be a source of support that you're overlooking. In this track, we discussed the double dose results of decreased empathy, hypervigilance, and fear of retaliation that children who both experience as well as witness abuse may exhibit. Think for a moment. You have just received 5 techniques on this track. Would it be beneficial at some point in time to replay this track to review the techniques of an empathy journal, CD as a sleep aid, stuffed animals, pets for comfort, or your client calling a friend? Of course, children experiencing the double dose of being abused are removed from the home. In the next track, we will talk about attachment disorder. Question 4. What are 3 signs that a child may be experiencing the double dose of witnessing and experiencing abuse?